For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities.
Michelle Yeoh accepting the Oscar at last night's Academy Awards for Best Actress for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the first Asian actor to win Best Actress, and at 60, she got a dig in, shouting out, "Don't tell me I'm past my prime," and her film, A Wild Multiverse Romp, picked up 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. No one hit anyone last night, thank goodness, and there were some gems across the evening. John Horn is host and entertainment reporter with NPR's LAist in Pasadena, California. John, welcome back.
Happy to be with you.
And I just, your thoughts first, because as the evening went on, there was a lot of energy around the German remake of the exquisite World War I film, All Quiet on the Western Front. It won 4 Oscars. And I started to think, well, maybe, because Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know, some people thought that film might be too out there for a lot of Academy members. What did you think as the night went on?
You are not alone. I was at the show and I was wandering around the lobby because I didn't watch that much of the show from my seat. It's much more fun to hang out with people downstairs. And a lot of people thought that the tide was turning. And I think they realized that when All Quiet on the Western Front did not win for adapted screenplay, that trophy went to Women Talking and Sarah Polley's film. I think they realized that then Everything Everywhere had a very good shot. We'll never know, but I suspect it was a very close vote.
Yeah, and it was an exquisite film. But as we said, Everything Everywhere swept much of the night. The first acting award was one of the most fun to watch. It went to Ki Huy Quan, who plays the forlorn or debonair husband of Michelle Yeoh's, depending on which multiverse they're in. His backstory seemed to overwhelm him. You know, a child actor whose career went fallow, a refugee from post-war Vietnam. Let's listen.
My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. And somehow, I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage.
I mean, not just, who wasn't crying?
I'm crying now.
I know. But, you know, I think we need to remind people, because I've talked to some younger people, a boat from where? You know, this was a Vietnam refugee.
Yeah. And the other amazing thing about his career is that he had some early success. He was in Goonies. He was in an Indiana Jones movie. And then his career basically went away. I mean, in the most recent years, he was either not acting or doing, you know, jobs like assistant fight choreography. Mm-hmm. Their parts weren't just there for him. And I think his being cast in this film's success, is a real reflection on how Hollywood has seen Asians over the years.
Well, and a lot of social media last night was saying, okay, now give him a role that doesn't matter whether or not he's Asian. And by the way, to remind people, he starred alongside Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones. He was a little kid in the Temple of Doom. And then when the Best Picture was announced by Harrison Ford, he jumps up on the stage and, you know, had this embrace with him, which was kind of sweet.
Yeah, maybe Harrison Ford knew something that we didn't know. I wonder how Harrison did in his office Oscar pool.
Staying with Everything Everywhere, Best Supporting Actress, Jamie Lee Curtis. She played an almost unrecognizable bureaucrat tax collector / monstrous killer in Everything Everywhere. And here she comments on her parents.
And my mother and my father were both nominated for Oscars in different categories. I just won an Oscar.
Okay, again, I'm a little verklempt here. She is Hollywood royalty, calls herself a Nepo baby, you know, nepotism baby. But, you know, again, I heard from a lot of people like, oh, who are her parents? Who are her parents?
Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh, two very good actors. I mean, I think what also was interesting about Jamie Lee Curtis is she is somebody who is not the kind of person who is nominated for an Oscar, even though she does come from Hollywood royalty, as you say. She makes genre films. She makes scary movies. And I think she was very honest in acknowledging who she is as an actor and what that award meant to her. I mean, she has worked, unlike Ki Huy Quan, she has worked steadily, but she has worked in a very different kind of movie, kind of like Brendan Fraser, who won the Best Actor Oscar for The Whale. She has not worked in movies that win awards.
You mentioned Brendan Fraser. Just briefly on this Best Actor Award for The Whale, he plays this morbidly obese man. He fell apart on the stage. I mean, this was another comeback.
It was. I mean, Brendan Fraser has not had what you would call much of a career lately. I mean, he did early in his career, and he has really been consigned to movies that, and I'm guaranteeing you, you haven't seen them or heard of them, because I looked into them. Breakout is one. The Secret of Karma is another. There are no reviews for those movies. That's how obscure his work was. And now he comes along and gets this great part in Darren Aronofsky's film and, you know, is now an Oscar winner. He was barely working and working in movies that nobody saw.
Yeah. Another moving moment when the filmmakers of the best live-action short film, The Irish Goodbye, got the entire audience and some of us at home to sing happy birthday to that film's star, James Martin, who has Down syndrome. Let's listen.
We'd love to use the rest of our time up here to sing for James.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you.
We talk a lot about diversity in Hollywood, and when we talk about it, we talk about things like, you know, race, gender, sexual orientation. We don't talk about disability or neurodiversity. James Martin, as you said, has Down syndrome. Not a lot of Down syndrome actors get to work. And listen, this was a small film that won a small award, but that doesn't matter. Here you have an actor who has Down syndrome who won an Oscar as part of that ensemble. I think it's really important. I think Hollywood also has to think about what diversity means, because there's a huge number of people in this country who identify as disabled. And as bad as Hollywood does with people who are Asian or Black or women of color especially, it does an even worse job with people with disabilities. So even though it's a small win, it's meaningful in terms of what it represents and how far Hollywood has to go, and that it can happen, and it can win an award.
One of many great moments. Host Jimmy Kimmel exiting the stage when it's over and flipping a card on a tally board. Oscars without incident. One. We're starting at one. But we want to end with winners for best song. They beat out Lady Gaga, Rihanna, David Byrne. It's the song Natu Natu from the hit Telugu language film RRR. It made history by becoming the first Indian film song to win an Oscar. And the composer, M.M. Keeravani, said he'd grown up listening to songs by the Carpenters, and so he sang his acceptance speech to their hit, Top of the World.
RRR has to win, pride of every Indian, and must put me on the top of the world.
And John, I just want to address some concern on social media today that the dancers in this insane scene from the film RRR, the dancers when Natu Natu was performed, were not all South Asian. But in the movie, they weren't either. Let's set that straight. This is a movie about two revolutionaries who are fighting against British rule, and they come to this party of British colonialists. And the choreographer said he envisioned it as a fight scene in which two freedom fighters bring a British officer to his knees through dance. So that's why they were all...
Exactly. And it was a good dance.
They were all blonde.
Listen, I think the other issue is the Oscars hired the non-Indian choreographers, Napoleon and Tabitha Dumo, to do that dance. But I don't think it was anomalous to the film itself. And the other thing that was really important is when Rihanna sang her song from Black Panther, every musician on stage was Black. And that is consistent with, I think, what the Oscars were trying to do. And that takes effort and it takes commitment. And I'm glad the Oscars are doing it. Now we just need Hollywood to do the same.
And let's go out with a little of Natu Natu, best song at the Oscars last night, and a routine that actually, John Horn, I understand you can do that dance. I understand.
Thank God we're on radio. We don't see it.
It's amazing. John Horn, host and entertainment reporter at NPR's LAist 89.3 in Pasadena, California. John, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.